says, and I quote, tell her, quote, Bram for life, quote, for me. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where we both got major bookish news that made us incoherent separately, but together. We're excited for each other's news. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Karen from Embervane.
And I am Mandy of Killbag.
Oh. Hi, Mandy. It's
been a week. Hi, Karen.
It's been a week.
We're a little bit late recording because of me, and I'm sorry about that. I had a family dinner. It's my granddaddy's 80th birthday weekend, so we're having all the festivities all weekend long, and they started tonight with dinner at my mom's house.
That's so exciting.
Yay. Ran a little late, but we're here now, me and the show dog.
It's okay. I'm on West Coast time, so it's like not even that late.
I know.
I was just like, I got like 3 hours till bedtime, so
yeah,
it's on you.
And I don't have to work tomorrow, miraculously. I took off to prepare for the big party that's Saturday, so can go late today and not feel awful tomorrow.
Yes, because you can sleep in.
Yes, I can.
Alrighty. All right. Shall we start?
We can, yeah.
Fictional boyfriend of the week.
Yay! I'm going with an oldie but a goodie this time. My book boy, it's not book boyfriend, it's my fictional boyfriend of the week is Jess Mariano from Gilmore Girls. God, I love that man.
Is there a reason? Did you like rewatch Gilmore Girls recently? Or are you just
no? But I was thinking of ideas for the freestyle, and mm-hmm. I have a really good one for next time we record. But the timing, you'll understand why I've held it for a few weeks.
Okay.
But this one, we're gonna have some conversations about Gilmore Girls, and so I was like,
okay.
Oh, Jess.
Well, my fictional boyfriend of the week is my dear, sweet baby angel, Cal.
I love him. That was like one of the things, and I know we can't say too much from the Starlight and the Shadows, but like the first note that I wrote was that everyone with anxiety should have a friend like Cal. And I don't feel like that's too much of a spoiler.
No, I don't think so. I feel like you can get that from the first book.
Yeah. Like, everybody needs a friend like that.
Everybody needs a friend like Cal. And Aaron. Yeah. Who I still Aaron. Also love. Actually, I'm going to throw in Aaron and Cal. I'm like thinking back. I'm like, yeah. Forever. Forever.
Forever and ever. Forever and always.
I'm obsessed.
We got good fictional boyfriends this week. Those are solid.
Yeah. Those are good. Those are good. Yeah. All right. This week in fangirling.
What did you do this week?
Well, I finally watched the season finale of Under the Banner of Heaven. I know I haven't talked about it since the first episode. The first episode, like I said, was a little bit awkward, but then the continuing episodes were pretty good. This last episode was just...
Yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a spoiler. It's kind of a spoiler, but I feel like it's also necessary to say because it's kind of also a trigger warning.
I'm not going to watch it. So listeners who don't want spoilers, look away for a few minutes.
So,
I can't watch it. So
yeah, you can't watch it. So there's a scene where, it's like part of the past timeline where they're like exploring the history or whatnot of the church. And I believe it's like the church, the members of the church, like in the very early days, like around Brigham Young's time, mm-hmm. they had like people who were coming through their territory. And so Brigham Young was like very adamant about how they had to defend their land. If anybody was going to come here, they needed to know that they, you know, were not welcome or whatnot, because the Mormons were persecuted so much during the early days of the church. And so the first thing was they put on like mud on their face or whatnot and dressed up like Indians, like Native Americans, sat on horses on like a hill, and then the general or whoever rode out to the people who are trying, just literally just trying to pass by, and he was like, the, you know, the Indians over there, and I'm saying Indians because that's what they said, obviously it's Native Americans,
yeah, of course,
but over there, you know, they don't take kindly to strangers or whatnot, but I have the ear of the chief, so, you know, if you give us all of your guns, then you can pass safely.
And yikes, so, on bikes.
No, it gets worse. So then they, this is actually like pretty major spoiling now, but it is what it
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you've been warned. Under the banner of heaven. Spoilers.
Under the banner of heaven, episode 6, the last episode. So they agree to this because they see, you know, the people over there are, and they've got women and children with them. So they give up their guns, and so they start, you know, letting them through or whatnot, and then freaking this general guy is just like, okay, shoot them, and it's a massacre. They shoot everybody, and they actually, they show, and it was like, and obviously that's gruesome enough in and of itself, but they actually show a young boy getting shot, and so I feel like that's like a major trigger. Like, I feel like
I need to text somebody right now because need them to know not to watch it.
Yeah. And so since I'm already giving out spoilers for, so remember at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how, Daisy Edgar Jones's character was murdered. And so was her baby. So the baby, I didn't explain exactly how the baby was killed, but, the baby was decapitated. They didn't show it on screen. They just mentioned it, but I feel like that's enough to just, so it's. Oh, and there was one part where they like showed Andrew Garfield's character's neck being cut. It was just, it was, the last episode was really just, it was hard. It was hard to get
through. I wonder if that massacre is historically accurate. Like, did they actually do that? Was that actually a thing? Because if so, I hate the even if it was Indigenous people, I would still call it blackface.
Yeah.
Because of the act of, even though it's not technically black, but... Right. If they are recreating a scene that they know happened, it's like, I would hate to watch it, but necessary.
Right. So what happened, they didn't actually show like the white people with like, they just said, do this. And then when they showed them again, they were really far away. So you can actually see them. So we don't actually see like the, I guess blackface is the easiest way to, you know, describe it, even though it's not. So at least, I mean, at least they didn't actually show that, but like,
But so, if it was historically accurate and they're painting the picture of this truly happened, it would be different.
So in the sense of, so I haven't asked my Mormon friend about this, but in the context of the show, they were talking about this like massacre, and they were saying how they, general authority in the church was speaking to a cop, like Andrew Garfield's partner, who is Native American. He's Paiute. And so the general authority was speaking to the cop, and he was like, oh, well, you know, our church and your people, we worked together in the past, you know, the Native people, you know, banded together with us, and we fought off these people who are trying to like attack us. And the cop is like, we were told two very different forms
of history. Yeah, this is a very different narrative.
That is not
what I have.
Yeah. And so,
or what I know. Yeah.
So basically, yeah. So they like dressed up in as Native Americans in order to blame it all on them whenever, you know. So I haven't confirmed any of this with my Mormon friend, but
yeah, I'd like to know if it's if that's something that really that like early Mormons really did or felt. Not judging the Mormon church at all and saying this, but I would just be interested to know if that's true. That's a battle or a massacre that truly
and occurred. I mean, there is a lot of like bad stuff in the history of like the church in and of itself, but that's
I'm not gonna judge
we're not really judging modern day Mormons.
I know that you didn't take part in it,
right?
If you are listening and you're a Mormon, like, I don't judge that at all. I just
sometimes we
makes you wonder
we have to know our history,
why,
you know.
Yeah, and I would rather know, well, they did this because they were showing that something like this happened versus well, they created this narrative for this show that didn't actually exist and painted the Mormon church in a bad light that maybe shouldn't have been, you know, for that specific instance.
Right. So it was a really tough episode to get through. They did eventually find like the guys who killed the mom and the baby, and all of that. So it was like a happy ending, but it's still overall just kind of, ugh.
I mean, I know I'm not like a psychopath, so like I could never, you could never answer this question, but like, how do you decapitate a baby? Like, how do you?
I have no idea.
Like, my body physically would not allow me to.
I don't know. It was
like, just the thought.
I can't even. Like, I can't. It was just, my stomach was just,
because you said she really was the murder was a true story.
Yeah, the murder was a true story. These, the characters are, like, at least the murderers and the, Daisy Edgar Jones's character and the baby and that family, they were all real people. Andrew Garfield's character.
So this really happened.
Yeah, so this is really something that happened. I don't know if, like, what they showed on screen, like, what they said happened to them was what actually happened, but they were murdered. And it's just...
How do you murder a baby?
It's... Ugh. And it just... And it's... I think it was last week, or maybe the week before, where I was saying how, like... Wyatt Russell, like, I can't look at his face with that, like, wanting to punch him in the face. Like, this just made it even worse because he was one of
him. I forgot that he's in.
Yes, he was one. He was the one. He was one of the ones. It was like a pair of brothers, but he was one of the ones who. Yeah, so I was just like, oh, I can't.
I'm gonna need him to play like someone amazing so we can love him, because
I really need him to be a good guy.
I feel bad. And I know we talked about, like, that's the sign of a good actor is that you can hate them because of a role they played. But like, I want to like you, dude. If you're a Marvel actor, they obviously, like, I know you're talented, but give me a reason to like you,
please. Please, please play somebody. Please play a good guy
Please play somebody good.
This is our prayer for Wyatt Russell. Yes. Please play somebody.
All right, hold on.
Love.
Do I need to ASMR? Wyatt Russell, this message is for you and only you. Please play somebody good that we like so that we can like you, because we want to like you. But right now, you've just been picking roles that we don't want you to play. Okay, you hear that, Wyatt? Thanks.
Okay.
Andy's ASMR corner.
That's going to be like a weekly thing now.
Yes. Something we've got to manifest. It worked.
It did with the fairy loot. With fairy loot, it's
did it work with arc? Did I ASMR for the Starlight and the Shadow arcs?
I don't know. Now I have to go back and listen to our episodes because I don't remember.
Oh my God. Am I magic? I might be magic.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, speaking of Marvel, Ms. Marvel premiered yesterday. And
it was so freaking good.
She is all of us.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan
is
all of us. And they put out, Disney Plus put out a like mini documentary. It's called A Fan's Guide to Ms. Marvel. It's like 5 minutes. And it's just like documenting like some of the behind the scenes. They're like talking heads or whatnot. And Iman Vellani is just, she is us. She is Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 100%. She was not acting. That was just her.
She's like, just like, what? How am I here?
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for people to fall in love with her. I cannot wait to see where her career goes. I am so excited for her. She's so
I cannot amazing. Wait for her. Like, you know she's going to end up being in a Captain Marvel movie or like.
Well, she is.
Or she's Captain in, Marvel is going to show. Exactly.
She's in That's the next Captain Marvel like, movie.
Exactly.
I'm so That's my excited. Point.
Like. Just to see her in it.
I can't wait for her. I can't wait for Kamala to meet Carol.
I've like, all of the air has gone out of my brain because I thought it was Kamala.
No.
I remember thinking it's like the vice president.
I remember thinking it's not. It's the.
Oh, no.
Kamala. It's Kamala Khan. I'm pretty sure. If we're wrong, we'll correct it next week. But I'm pretty sure. Yes,
we
will,
because we do not mean to be disrespectful. No, we've just heard Kamala Harris for so long that that's what I think. But then Kamala.
I feel also like makes I remember. Sense. I feel like I remember specifically thinking, the vice president is Kamala Harris, and so Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan. I feel like that's how I was remembering it in my head. But you're saying that you're remembering it being the same, so.
I will admit to you, I was half asleep when I started watching it. So it could be that my brain just popped in. Oh, that's like the vice. And it was completely wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I am not at all saying that I'm right.
Either way, we will.
We stand be, her.
We will be for sure next week. We'll yes, remember we'll be it.
Correct.
But
because we don't want to say somebody's name wrong.
I 100% stan her. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much. And her little buddy.
Also.
What's yes, Bruno?
And the freaking counselor, Mr. Wilson. I
am oh my gosh.
Here for Mr. I love Wilson.
I love him. I need more of Mr. Wilson.
I wish we I'm had obsessed. Had counselors like that.
Yes.
Like, where was he when I was in school?
He was in school with us.
That's true. Very true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I adore
I just,
him.
This is like another like home run so far. For Marvel, like, amping up the diversity.
I'm obsessed.
Because it wasn't just, like, you know, a young girl who, you know, they pepper in. Like, no, you see her entire culture.
And it with is the food such she's eating
and
her
brother and saying his prayers and all of it.
I think I sent you the TikTok. Did you see Theories by T talking about how Malala sent a letter to
yes.
Marvel?
Oh. Yes. I love her.
I love her too. I'm so happy. It's yeah. I'm so excited that we're gonna have little brown girls growing up seeing this. Like and also like nerdy kids growing up knowing that it's okay to be that nerdy.
It's
like,
freaking cool to be a nerd.
Like
there's nothing wrong
with it.
Hold
on. Why don't we already have an Avengers Con? I need this to be a thing. Like, why is this not a thing? Marvel, if you're listening, please make this a thing. Actually, really quick, I just saw an article that says Marvel isn't going to be at San Diego Comic-Con.
I saw that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
I don't know
it
if it
didn't come from Marvel.
Right. I don't know if it's going to be true, but if they're not
maybe
going to...
Maybe that means they're setting up a con.
Exactly. I'm like, if they're not going to be at, like, the biggest Comic-Con of the year, does that mean you're making your own? Because you've already set it up in
Marvel, we need
mind.
That.
Yes.
We need MarvelCon. But then also, I would like to formally make this request, and this is about the only identifying information I will give you about my twin nieces, is that they are biracial. I need a biracial superhero for them.
I love that.
Like, a biracial woman... looking badass, fighting all the bad guys so that, like, my nieces can see. Because, like, they're proud of all of the superheroes, and especially all of the female superheroes.
Right.
They identify with the white superheroes. They identify with the black superheroes. And they're, like, super proud of all of the other superheroes that they can't specifically see themselves in.
Yeah, but it'd be nice.
I would love to have a biracial
I think the closest female we've superhero. Gotten, the closest we've gotten is... America Chavez because she's Afro-Latina.
Oh, I was going to say Valkyrie.
Well, okay.
Complexion-wise, she favors them the most.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know her. Obviously, I don't know her
race
breakdown, and I'm not trying to. I'm not, you know.
Just physically, not, she looks, you know, the most.
My business. But physically, yeah.
Yeah,
physically,
I get that.
She favors their complexion and all of that the most.
I can see that. Yeah. 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 So, I mean,
in America, that's a good one.
America's a good one. I know that there were some people who were kind of cranky because she's not, like, I think Xochitl's not Afro-Latina, but America's supposed to be. And so they were kind of, and, you know, I get that. But we also had Simu Liu Ping playing Korean in Kim's Convenience, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of a Chinese person playing Korean, Marvel, if you need somebody to play Silk, I'm here. I'm just saying.
Marvel. It's Mandy again. That's my ASMR. If you need someone to play Silk, I know a gal. Okay. Her name's Karen. She's great. I don't know if she can act. I think she can. So she can act. She's going to get an Academy Award for being Silk. Love you. Okay. Bye.
All right. No, I think it'd be really cool if they brought Silk into, like, the live action. If it's not the MCU, maybe in, like, the Sonyverse with Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man 3.
Listen, just saying, if this happens, when this happens, because we're manifesting, when this happens, if I am not your date on the red carpet, I will never speak to you again.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let's be real. Come on.
I'll never speak to you again.
Listen, Mandy, you are using your magic witchy ASMR powers. Of course you would be my date on the red carpet.
For good.
Duh.
Yes. Now we need Tom to be there too, and then it'll just all go according to plan.
It'll be excellent. Yeah. So, anyways, and actually, speaking of Marvel, I just saw that they are putting into production the Thunderbolts. They're going to make something related to the Thunderbolts, which I saw Theories by T's TikTok, and basically that's what Valentina's team seems to be, like, grabbing, like, with John Walker and
Yelena
and Abomination, possibly. So we'll see what happens.
But I wasn't fully listening to them because there was like 6 or 7 conversations going on at once. But my nephew and Josh today were talking about, I think they were talking about a video game is coming out for the Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
Speaking of like groups,
we
in
were
Marvel,
just
so
talking
they were
about the
about
Midnight
that.
Suns, the other. Yeah. Like,
that's why I was like, oh, I was thinking, like, I know who they are. I remember Googling that on my podcast.
Yeah. Look at us being all.
I know, knowing all the things.
Proud of us.
Ahead of time.
Proud of us. Go us.
Me too.
All right. And so the only other things that I did this week, I read a couple books that I forgot what I read. Oh, well, I read something wonderful this week, actually.
Yay.
And I was going to surprise Mandy, but she deduced it using my Goodreads.
And Sherlock Holmes using Goodreads and you saying, I can't wait to tell you what I read.
I read. Oh no, it went away.
Uh-oh, I messed the page up.
Star-Crossed Cal's Story by Amber D. Lewis. It's the next novella in the Fire and Starlight saga.
That is so exciting.
I can't wait for you to read this.
Yeah.
I spent like half the book with just this like giddy schoolgirl smile on my face. I kid you not.
This is like me when I read Scars. Like, I get it.
I was texting Amber and I was like, this is payback for Mandy getting to read Scars and not me. But so it's not an arc. So for our listeners, it's not an arc. I beta read it for Amber because she had asked me after I finished reading the Starlight and the Shadows arc. She asked me to message her and I was like, hey, what's up? And so she asked me to, she explained her process, first of all, behind the scenes. And she has obviously beta readers, but she also does sensitivity reads for like portrayals of people, for example, like people of color, people in the LGBTQIA plus community, mm-hmm. stuff like that. People that she herself is not.
Right.
And so she asked me to sensitivity read book 3, which we now have a title for. Did you see that? I'm so excited about that. She posted it to her TikTok. I think it's The Ember in the Ashes. I can't remember.
That's already a book.
She posted it to her TikTok. Did I make this up? I
haven't been on TikTok today.
Did I make this up? It wasn't today. It was like yesterday. But there's a title for book 3. Anyways, while you look that up and tell me if I'm right or wrong. So she asked me to sensitivity read for book 3 because it's taking place primarily in a location that includes a lot of like Asian influences. Like she's...
Yeah.
So she's like, can you just read this and make sure? Like, I don't think I did anything wrong. And I'm like, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, but it's always good to know. Yeah,
it's always nice. And so she's like, can you just make sure that there's like nothing that's like...
The stardust in the ashes.
The stardust. Okay.
I was going to say, an ember in the ashes is already a book. She can't do that.
You know, my brain is not good at remembering. We know that.
No, I mean, you remembered a book title.
I remembered part of the actual book title.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, my brain. So yes, I will be beta reading book 3, sensitivity reading book 3. And she was like, well, since you're going to be reading that, you probably want to read the novella that bridges book 2 and book 3.
Yeah, it comes before.
Obviously, it's
not
necessary. Like, they're prequel stories, but still, you know, like, if you want to. Yeah. And I was like, of course I want to. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
Give it to me, like, yesterday. And so, yeah, Star-Crossed, Cal's story. I cannot wait for everybody to read this because,
Cal. Sweet baby angel.
My sweet, sweet baby Cal.
I know.
And, like... We know.
I have so many more things I want to say that I can't say because it's in the arc.
Yes. I was like, we know where it will end.
Yeah.
You know how Cal's story, the book, will end. Not Cal's story, like overall story.
Yeah.
The book.
I was going to say, wait a second now.
Yeah. We know how Cal's story,
just
the
like
book,
with Alec, with Scars. Right. We knew how Scars was going to end because
because
the night the stars fell.
Right. So if you've read it, once you read the Starlight in the Shadows, you'll know how the ending of Star-Crossed Cal's story will end. But everything leading up to that, I swear to you, I spent the entire time just like smiling like a giddy little schoolgirl, like a lunatic. I took notes on my phone, like not really like notes. I was just like, these are my reactions, because it was like 9 o'clock my time, which means it was like after midnight for Amber, and so I didn't want to text her a whole bunch of stuff, so I just did a whole notepad, and then I was like, okay, I finished it, here's all my reactions. And that was it. So yes, that was my most exciting read for the week.
That is so exciting.
With my boyfriend Aaron, and also my sweet baby angel Cal. I love him so much. Everybody needs a friend like Cal and Aaron. Everybody.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, and then also this week, I watched 2 movies that I've actually already watched. After my daughter's field trip on Friday, she decided that she wanted to watch Turning Red. And, I don't think I ever told you this. I entered a giveaway on TikTok from NextShark for a digital code for Turning Red on digital, and I won.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so I now own Turning Red on digital, which includes like bonus features. So we watched the movie, and then because I was too lazy to turn it off, we just watched all of the bonus features as well, which included director's commentary on the movie. So we basically watched the movie twice.
I've never been able to sit through a director's commentary because I'm like, would you shut up so I can watch the movie?
I've only ever done it
talking or something.
On movies that I, like, know inside and out. Like, yeah. So
like, I tried to do it with Harry Potter, and it's like,
oh,
why is he talking over Ron?
But yes. Is
getting his letters. What are you doing? Hush.
But so, yeah, so that was all basically, like, half of Friday.
Yeah.
And then I was, this is really fun. I don't know if I told you this. So I watched Crazy Rich Asians again because it's my comfort movie.
Your comfort movie, yeah.
And so I opened HBO Max. I put on Crazy Rich Asians and my daughter's sitting next to me. She's like, "You're not feeling good, mommy?" Like she knew.
I loved her.
It was so precious. It was so precious.
I just love her so much. She's so sweet.
She's just like,
they notice things, man.
She just knew. She's just like, she saw Crazy Rich Asian. She's like, "You're not feeling good, mommy." Oh my god, my heart.
Watch a movie.
I just
need to watch your movie.
It was great. And yeah, so, and after, you know, watching it again after finding out that the sequel is coming soon.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I talked a lot. I think that was all of mine, so.
Okay.
How was your week, Mandy?
I had a good week, too. So I read, I know I talked about it last week, but I read All Our Hidden Gifts. We went to Orlando this week, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but, so I needed something to read on the way down there. And then like Josh and the girls got in the pool and I'm not really a public pool person. I feel like there's far too many Band-Aids and other people's bodily fluids that I don't want to swim in. So I laid by the pool and read this book. It's actually really freaking good.
Yeah.
So it's about this girl, Maeve. It takes place in Ireland, in Kilbeg, which is, I don't know if that's a real town or a fictional town, but that's where I was from this week. And she gets like a punishment at school where she has to clean out the basement and she finds this deck of tarot cards. And she goes home and she finds like a YouTube video on how to read tarot and she like dives into it and she starts doing readings for girls at school. She goes to an all-girls school. And she ends up, like, a lot of her readings come true. Technically, the first one she does is her dad's, where she's like, the cards end up saying that, like, he needs a break, and there's, like, marital or relationship strain, and that they need a break. So he's like, "Your mom puts you up to this. She wants me to take her on vacation. She's been after me about it." And she's like, "No." So then little things with all of the girls whose readings she do, like, things start coming true. So she has this ex-best friend and she does a reading for her and this card comes up that she doesn't know what it is and it hasn't been in the deck. It's called the housekeeper card. And it's like this creepy woman with a knife in her mouth and like this dog next to her. And she reads her former best friend because all of the girls in the class are like, "You haven't done her. You haven't done her. You've got to." So this card comes up and she's like, "I don't know what this is." And the best friend is like, "You're just doing this for attention, blah, blah, blah. I wish we'd never been friends." And she says, "Well, I wish you would just disappear. Like, I wish you didn't even exist."
Oh,
well, then the friend goes missing. Like the girl just vanishes.
Oh, my God.
And so it's the whole story. She ends up, she's kind of always had a crush on the former best friend's older brother. Mm-hmm. So they kind of, become an item kind of, and then there's another girl who kind of has become like a really good friend of hers, and they're trying to get the missing girl back. Ro is the boyfriend's name, boyfriend for now, because he uses he him pronouns right now, but he's kind of like nothing feels right, like he him and they them.
Okay.
Is whatever, it's the same. But like one day he wants to be like all masculine and then the next day he comes out rocking like a Victorian style like robe dress and like earrings and like eyeliner, and I'm here for it. Like,
yes.
If like, so I have this problem where when I read a book, no matter what, like the people are my age.
Yeah.
So I don't want anybody to think I'm lusting after it because he's supposed to be like 16, but right. I picture someone my age.
Mm-hmm.
So I it's like, too. Oh, dang, I am here for like you can be super masculine one day and then you want right. to rock the eyeliner and the painted nails and the like put on a gown. Like, I'm here for it. So yeah. like I loved him. And what was funny is I finished it. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before yesterday. And it was the same day that the sequel, The Gifts That Bind Us, came out.
Oh, I think it's in the US. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah. So it was like, I finished this and its sequel is immediately like, oh, it's released today.
That's perfect.
I thought it was like kismet.
Yeah. I love
that. So yeah, this is All Our Hidden Gifts by Caroline O'Donoghue. I highly recommend it. It was very, very good.
Yay.
Then we went to, like I mentioned, we went to Orlando. So my father-in-law recently relocated to Florida. Okay. So we'd originally planned to go down and see him. But we have a timeshare that we got a few years ago down there. And so we're closer to, like, ours is in Orlando. He's like an hour and a half away from Orlando. So we were like, well, why don't you come meet us at Disney Springs? We'll do some food reservations and just kind of have a Disney day, and then we'll have a day by the pool. Mm-hmm. Well, we work on an Air Force base, my husband and I do, so we are able to purchase like discounted tickets for theme parks. So I made a joke with Josh, with my husband, that I was like, well, man, you know, these timeshare, they're going to want us to sit through like a 2-hour spiel. I was like, and I'll tell them, listen, if you want to come out with some passes to Universal Studios so I can go to Hogwarts, then by all means, I'll sit through your little spiel. And I'd said that at lunch on Friday, and I was on the phone with him, and he was like, hey, let me call you back. So he apparently calls me back, and he's like, yeah, I just went in the travel office, and I got the four of us, so us and the twins, passes to Universal for the rest of the year. They're not expensive at all. Their passes are not expensive at all, even no. without a
yeah.
a Freedom pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super reasonable. So he's like, I got all four of us passes, so instead of doing a pool day, let's go to Universal.
I love it.
I was like, okay. So I had my perfect Disney food day that I was so excited about. Yes. So we got breakfast at Boma. We went to Disney Springs, and I'll share more about that in Where My Money Went. Then we got to go to Trader Sam's, which is the tiki bar in the Polynesian. I know Disneyland has one, and yep. we have the Grog Grotto. So the twins got to see that, then fell asleep in Trader Sam's. I won't post the photo because it's just her face, but I've got a photo that I'll send you, Karen, of her little face just passed out. In her defense, it had been a long day, it had been a hot day, and she was overstimulated, and so she yeah. was like, the best thing I could do for me in that moment was just put my head down on the table and fall asleep.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
We had a little bit of time to kill after we got out of Trader Sam's, but before our reservation at Ohana, which is at they're both at the Polynesian, so we went outside on this little like, it's like a sandy area that's supposed to represent a beach, but of course there are fences up because of the incident at the Grand Floridian with the child being killed by an alligator. But they have chairs that you can like sit by the water, even mm-hmm. though there's a fence, and you can see the castle. So we sat there for like 20 minutes, and it was like there were clouds, so it kind of eased some of the heat. Mm-hmm. And we just got to like sit there and gaze at the castle until our reservation. The food was so good, as always. It was Saturday. My father-in-law's birthday was Monday, so we told them that, you know, we were there celebrating his birthday, and they brought him little desserts, little macaroons and like little cakes and stuff. And then we went back to the hotel and got the pool. I didn't get in the pool, but they got in the pool,
right.
And I read my book. And then the next day we got up and went to Hogwarts.
Yes.
And that was such a good day, even though it was a sweltering day, but oh, it was so nice. Yeah, that's Florida. And then we came home on Monday. Yay. So yeah, that was a good that's weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds amazing.
I'm so jealous. I know. I hadn't been since 2018, 2019, 2019. Fall of 2019.
I haven't been to Orlando. I've always obviously been to Hollywood because it's right there. But I've heard that Orlando is significantly better. Our space is
pretty small. Been to Hollywood, so I don't know.
Sight unseen, I can tell you that Orlando is better. Yeah. It's so
We have the train where you can go from one side to the other. You can ride the Hogwarts Express.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love going to Hogwarts out here in Hollywood. Yeah. But you know, it's just like one little space. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And it's like another thing is that Heather was telling me, like, in Orlando they have it, the like the plants and stuff have it so that it's blocking out like the real world.
Yeah.
So you really feel like you're there.
It's like Disney tries to do here.
We don't have that yet. Our trees have not grown that tall, so we still see the real world, you know, while we're there. So
yeah, you're totally immersed.
Yeah. So it's
There's like it's very similar to Disneyland and California Adventure, where like they have Universal Studios and then Islands of Adventure right next to each other. So you can walk between the two gates just like you can there. And then you can take the train from King's Cross Station to Hogsmeade Station and back. The coolest thing I've ever done in terms of like the Harry Potter community was we ended up being at Universal. It was September 1st, 2019. Oh. So I got to ride the Hogwarts Express to Hogwarts on the first day of term, and I cried. Oh, I cried like a baby.
Amazing.
It was so cool.
I had the coolest Hogwarts experience recently. So Joanna, she went for the first time. So I was like, I'm going to be in town. We can go to Universal. Do you want to come? And she was like, absolutely, I do. And so we went. So we took her. It was me, her, Heather, and then my daughter. And we went. It was her first time. And so we went, to Hogwarts. And we stood in line for Ollivander's to go in so she could just get, like, the experience. And she was chosen for the wand ceremony.
I am so jealous. And it's always a freaking child.
She had never seen anything about it. So she had no idea what was happening. So her first experience with Ollivander's was her wand ceremony.
I would cry.
I took video of it. I was like, this is a moment.
I'm always so jealous because it's always a cute little kid. It's like, adults can like Harry Potter too, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus. One time. I was there when it was written.
One time when we went in, my daughter got picked and was too shy. So they moved on to somebody else. And I was so mad at her.
I cannot believe her.
I know. Nancy's
furious.
I wanted to like disown her. I was like, child.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'll go up with you. Like.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We did get to this time. This is the first time I've been able to ride Hagrid's motorbike adventure, I think is what it's called. Oh my God. It was so much fun. Like, I giggled through the whole thing. Like, either you're straddling the motorbike or you're in a sidecar. I was in a sidecar because the children wanted to ride the motorcycles.
Of course.
As the adult, I'm not going to fight you. But like, it has a lot of those things where they like shoot you forward and like accelerate your speed. And then there's one part where you're just like, you're in Devil's Snare and it's pitch dark. And then they drop you like 10 feet.
It's so much
fun.
That sounds amazing.
I was like, I wanted to do it again, but the wait was like an hour.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had other things we wanted to
that
do, but
amazing. I love that.
Yeah. I was so excited.
How much fun.
And Josh can't ride. He was nervous to ride that one. He can't ride Hogwarts because he gets real bad motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I think you could handle this one. So next time we go, he's going to try.
Ours are the same, right? Through Hogwarts. It's the, like, the video
It's like
screen
the arm and... thing that, yeah, it's a video screen and it like lifts you backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
That one makes him sick. But we also have Gringotts where you wear 3D glasses, which I would think would make him sick.
Yeah.
It doesn't. But it's like a roller coaster that stops every now and then and shows you like everything you're in is 3D, but it's also a roller coaster that moves through different areas.
Yeah, we've only
and then we also have
Hogwarts and Flight of the Hippogriff. That's all
we have. I was gonna say we have Flight of the Hippogriff too, which he can ride.
Yeah.
And the Hogwarts Express is super cool because they have like the characters walk by.
Oh, I love
and then Gringotts, you like actually walk through the bank. So there's like the goblins, yeah. And then like you go into like you go down. Mm-hmm. And there's like the whole there's a show with Bill Weasley and a goblin, and you go through like people's offices, and like every now and then you'll see Harry and Ron and Hermione's shadows when she's like taking the Polyjuice and she's pretending to be Bellatrix. It's oh this my gosh. Whole thing is really cool.
I love it. That sounds amazing.
Tell me when you want to meet me in Orlando and I will be there, okay?
All the time. Every day for the rest of our lives. If only.
It was.
No, whenever wonderful. we finally make it out to Orlando, it's going to be a big ordeal. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm so excited to eventually go, cuz I've never been to Universal Orlando, and I haven't been to Walt Disney World since I was like, I don't know, 22. So.
Yeah.
It's been a while. And then my daughter's obviously never been. Now. So, yeah.
She needs to go.
She keeps asking me, and I'm like, child, do you know how expensive that would be? First of all, we have to fly to Florida. Then we have to find somewhere to stay. And then we have to buy tickets. Like, give me time. I will get us there. I promise.
We got to save a little bit first.
So, actually, that just reminded me. I don't know why, but I talked about my daughter's walkathon last week, and she raised like $245. She came home with 2 gift cards and some like little toys. So she got a gift card to Jamba Juice.
That's cool.
Jamba Juice and Baskin Robbins. I have no idea how much is on either of them, but. I'm very happy for her. And I was joking around. I'm like, you're gonna buy some Jamba Juice or some ice cream for mommy? She's like, yeah, I can buy it for you, mommy. I was like,
sweet girl. Babies. She's so sweet.
She is. She has her moments, but she is my sweet girl.
We went to Pearl last night for dinner service, which was we got the Japanese milk rolls again because of that butter trio that I talked about last week.
So good.
I got a meatball sub with like an asparagus and prosciutto side. And Josh got a Kentucky hot brown, which was like toast and shredded turkey and this gravy and cheese and bacon. And he got Green Goddess pasta salad, which was insane. But the best part of the meal was the 2 bread pudding offerings. Josh got, but it was like they knew we were coming and they were like made specific for things that we like, because he got the blackberry lemon cream bread pudding. It was stupid good. Okay.
Oh my God.
But then the second one that girl said, I didn't hear her words. I just heard a chorus of angels because she said tres leche bread pudding.
Stop.
I will choose tres leche over anything ever.
Oh my God.
In the dessert world. Like, it was so
good. Oh my God.
It was so good. I want to cry thinking about it. And the twins, stayed with their grandfather for the week. We get them back tomorrow. So it was like a date night. It was just the two. I got a caipirinha. I probably butchered the pronunciation of that. It's like the state drink of Brazil.
Okay.
And it's like lime juice and cane sugar and rum. And it was spicy in the best way. And it was so good.
I love.
And it's the same bartender who got our drinks at the Monkey's Paw. Like, he designed all of the drinks at Pearl too.
Love it.
So you know how the drinks were at the Monkey's Paw. So
yes, so good. So good. After our conversation last week, as I was editing, and you were talking about drinking, like, drink the wine. Don't save it for special occasions.
Drink the stupid wine.
I went and drank the wine while I was editing.
You're welcome.
I've forgotten.
Don't save the wine.
It was so good. I forget what it's called. Wine. I'll send you a picture of the bottle, but it's so good.
Yeah.
It's like the sweet little like dessert wine, but it's not too sweet, but it's so good.
I love a dessert wine.
Yeah. It's so good.
Anyways, I love any wine.
I keep interrupting you.
I know.
No,
you're fine. It's a podcast. We're supposed to talk to each other. then the last thing that I have for this week was my Oh, you've got something. Well, I guess it could be what we're anticipating, but I'm going to talk about it now because I freaked out. Holly Black announced that there's going to be a duology, and we're going back to Elfheim with Oak. I know none of this means anything to you now, but it will once you read The Cruel Prince. So the original books center around Jude, and then Cardan Greenbriar is like the prince. And spoiler, spoiler. Anyways, Cardan would probably make my like top 10 book boyfriends, like probably pretty easily. Oak, when you leave him after, I think it's the, hold on, I gotta figure out, it's the Queen of Nothing is the last book. He's like a kid, little kid. So I think this is going to be like years in the future where Oak is an adult.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Like, you have no
I
idea. I screamed. So I'm going to need you to read that soon.
I will
But
get on
I was
it.
incoherently screeching in excitement.
Yeah, we
And I
both had
think that
moments
was
like
all
that
of my
this week.
week. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, we did.
I love it. All right. Where'd my
Where did
money
your
go?
money go?
Where did my money go? Well, I got my Wanda and Agatha wallet, and that matches the backpack that I got
Cute.
a while back. This finally came. It's so pretty. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I got my Clever Case in.
I love
I'm
that.
also obsessed with this. It makes me so happy. Also, this Velcro is, oh, the ad is Book Lovers.
Lucky, mine are always weird.
The first time
Well,
it's
I
been
lie, and now
anything.
it's just top ebooks.
It's never been anything other than like a paranormal romance, like,
Yeah, or like,
but
I get
sorry.
some where it's like he lives on a ranch and she is the surgeon.
Yeah. But yeah,
What?
so I got my Clever Case. It's the Wizard of Oz. I'm obsessed with it. The Velcro on this is so strong.
Like industrial.
I went to pull it off because I was like, is that straight? And then I was just like, you know what? Never mind. It's not coming
Gonna
off.
live there.
It's gonna
Yeah, it's
live
gonna
there
live there
now.
for now.
I love it. It's so great. The magnet's strong too, so it's like I'm
I when
obsessed
I'm
with it.
reading, like I've noticed that I like fidget with it and I just
I do
the whole
too.
time I'm reading, like I can't help it, I just pop it.
I'll be reading like this and then I have to like I need to I yeah. Yeah.
Same.
I we're small children who can't sit
It's a
still.
sickness.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm obsessed. So thanks again, Mandy, for spending my money.
You're welcome.
I also I don't know if I told you, but so a while back I had pre-ordered the second wave of Hamilton Funko Pops, and Target sent me James Madison. Except they didn't send me James Madison, they sent me Alexander
Yeah.
Hamilton. So I had
I
to like
remember that.
exchange it. So I finally got my Madison pop. I got, oh, I don't know if I mentioned, I think last week I had mentioned that somebody on Facebook was selling the These Violent Delights Fairy Loot edition, the duology, and I asked to split like for I just needed the second book. Well, somebody else posted the duology for cheaper and was willing to split, so I bought it.
Hey.
So I'm very excited. I just messaged her again today because I haven't seen any shipping or anything, so hopefully it's coming soon because I
Coming.
need it. I need it to complete my collection. And then I bought from another Facebook group, I got a Captain Marvel themed like long line cardigan from Al Hofer Design. From
Oh.
bought it off like secondhand from somebody else, and I was like so excited. I have like the black and white version. Like they did a version of the same cardigan in black and white,
Right.
and so now this one's the actual like Captain Marvel like colors. I'm very
Hey.
excited about it. And then I got my pre-orders from Here Comes the Nerds May the 4th sale.
Cuties.
We've got little, this is R2D2 and BB-8, right? I don't Star Wars, yes. but they're so cute. So they came with the two right. mini pins and the matching stickers. I'll post a picture of these on our Instagram. But they, I was texting Joanna earlier and I was like, do you have any of these left? And she was like, there's very, very minimal amounts. I'm like, okay, so they'll probably go onto the Patreon secret site first. And then if anything survives that, it'll go onto the main website. So if you want cute little BB-8 and R2-D2 enamel pins, make sure you're subscribed to Here Comes the Nerds yep. Patreon.
Go sign up for that Patreon.
You don't want to miss out on that. They're so freaking cute. And it was really funny because I opened the package and out came two. And I was like, did I order two? Why is there two? And I'm sitting here staring at it. And this one has an extra pin. And I was like, oh, I bought a set for Heather too. Because she was off doing something else. So I bought a set for Heather, and hers also, she also wanted the little mini Baby Yoda pin. So that's why there's an extra one on there. So I was like, that was so funny. I texted Joanna. I was so confused for a second. And she's like, wait, did I mess up? I was like, no, I'm just stupid.
It's like me ordering a second copy of Stars.
You know what?
I would be the one.
It worked out. You needed two copies. Yeah. You already had two copies of
copies for the two sections of my library.
Yeah, it totally.
What can I say?
It's totally logical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think that's everything I have on my list. Yes. That was where my money went. Yeah.
Your turn. When I went to Hogwarts, I got Leetle Lestrange's wand because we have a bit of a collection. So, my husband has an uncle who, when Josh was like 18 months old, was murdered. And he was like a woodshop. He was like, he did woodshop, and I don't remember what subject he taught in school. And he was working on this cabinet, like this, it was technically, it's a gun cabinet when he passed. And so my father-in-law finished it. It was in my in-law's house for years. They were going to get rid of it a few years ago. So we took it. And in the little notches that are meant to hold like shotguns, I put like a little shelf under it, and it holds wands from Harry Potter. Everything I've heard about him, like he would have freaking loved it. He would not have been offended at all that we changed up the cabinet a little bit, because he would have thought that it was so cool and funny. So anyways, Lita's wand is going to go down in my little gun cabinet.
I love that. It's
a different kind of weapon now. Wands can be weapons if they need to be.
Absolutely.
I also got a tank top from the night bus.
Oh, cute.
And on the back it says, all destinations, nothing underwater. It's like a little muscle tee.
Cute.
I thought it was cute. And I got Josh a t-shirt of the same design, except it's purple and mine's black. On the Fairy Loot buy sell trade, somebody was selling Book of Night.
Yes. So
it doesn't have like super fancy sprayed edges, just black sprayed edges. And yeah. I think it's signed. Yeah, it's signed.
It's got the end papers too, right?
It's like, yeah. So it's got like,
that's so cool.
Spooky end papers on both sides. I haven't started reading it yet because I've been working through the gifts series. But I was excited about that. It's very pretty.
It is very pretty.
She's got some pretty big names on the back. Lee Bardugo, B.E. Schwab, and Alex E. Harrow. Okay. While we were at Disney Springs, Josh got me a lounge fly. It's a Disney's 50th with the castle. Love it.
Very cute.
And then, so Walt Disney World right now is celebrating their 50th anniversary. It's like an 18 month long celebration, I think. Mm-hmm. And when it first started, there were these blue studded Starbucks tumblers that have like the 50th anniversary logo. And I collect the Starbucks tumblers. So I really wanted to get it. But the problem that quickly came about was annual pass holders who live in the area were going to the parks every day. They were buying the cups for $34.95, I think, and then reselling them on eBay for $200.
Yeah.
And they would like every morning before anybody could get close to one, these groups of people were buying every single one. So I've been to Disney twice since, And so it was like, I'll never get one. I ended up getting a different 50th anniversary one that they released. Mm-hmm. Disney even tried to up the price to $50 to keep these scalpers from doing it, and they still did. So I had written it off completely. Mm-hmm. We're in World of Disney, and I see the cup. And I freaked out. I went running, screaming, because I'm not going to flip this. I just wanted the freaking cup because yeah. it's pretty.
Yeah.
So it's got a little square that says Walt Disney World 50, the world's most magical celebration. And then mm-hmm. it's got a Starbucks logo on the other side. Mm-hmm. So I got my cup. I'm very excited about my cup.
Can I show you something funny?
Yes. Go for it. The Disneyland?
Yeah, the Disneyland. So I bought this that week that I went to Disneyland after Ashley passed.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather was, somebody whose name I won't mention. And she was talking to Heather and was like, she wanted one of these. And so we saw the employees coming out of bringing them into Starbucks and setting them out. And so Heather gets in line, so she's trying to help out. And I kid you not, Heather's standing in line, and I take a picture of Heather to send to this other person, just be like, she's in line waiting for you. And I shit you not, the person who is standing in front of Heather in line in this picture could have been Ashley's doppelganger.
Really?
Yeah. It was so surreal. I was like, I didn't realize it until I looked at the picture and I was like, what? It was like she was there. I thought you were
going to tell me like somebody was an ass.
No, I was just like.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was crazy. I was like, this was meant to be. So as Heather's standing in line, she grabs like the last one, and then they brought out more, and she's like, well, I'm gonna grab one for me, do you want one? And I was like, yeah, I guess I might as well just get one just in case, like I can't decide if I like it or not.
Yeah.
So then I have it, and now I just have it because I think I don't know how I feel about it still. So if you want it, you can have it.
Yeah,
because it'll match. All right,
we'll figure it out.
But as you were talking, yeah. I was like, Andy, I have one.
That would be cool to have, like, twin cups.
Very cute.
What does that one say on the square thing?
It's just the, it's the Disneyland D, and it just says Disneyland Resort on the bottom.
Yeah, that, like, if you don't want it, I want it. Yeah. Because it would be cool to have them, like, next to each other.
Yeah, yeah,
we totally. Can work that out.
But anyways, maybe whatever you want. As you were talking, I was just like, I have one.
That would be really exciting.
Yeah, so it's yours. Anyways, I love you. Continue. Where else did your money go?
Last thing, I don't remember when my money went here because it says it's the winter 2020 box. But I got a LitJoy crate in.
I'm sorry, 2020?
2022, sorry.
Oh, I was like,
winter whoa. 2022, Rise of a Queen.
Okay.
So I'm just going to show you the presents. If you don't want to see what's in the LitJoy Young Adult Winter 2022 Rise of a Queen box, then don't listen. So first, it's got like a mirror, like a gilded ooh. Mirror that says Queen under it.
Hell yeah.
So I thought it was pretty. Yeah. And then it's got a sleep mask and a scrunchie. And the mask says, do you think the ability to sleep in counts as a special skill? Sleep mask.
I love that.
I can't sleep in those, but I can mm-hmm. wear them on my head. And actually,
I have a sleep this mask is a... that's heated because it's annoying though because it's like has to be plugged in.
Oh.
So it's I have a little like charging station thing in my little cart that's next to my bed, so it's fine. Like it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it like slips off my head after I've fallen asleep, so it's like not the end of the world, but it's just like the little heated on my eye is great. Anyways, I keep
interrupting. We have one that's like ice. We have one that's ice that like if you have a fever, it's really good for.
Oh yeah.
So this is a bookmark. It's like a dagger sword bookmark. Ooh,
I love that.
It's really pretty. There's a candle that's pomegranate, amber, cedar, and patchouli, and it's called Warrior Queen.
Ooh.
It smells pretty good.
That sounds amazing.
There's a little, it's called a mug rug. It's like a little carpet that you put your drink on.
It's a coaster, but it's a mug.
Yeah, and it's a rug.
I love that.
And then the book is This Woven Kingdom by Tahereh Mappi.
Yay.
And it's signed, and it's got gold edges.
That's beautiful. It's so shiny in my face right now. I love it.
I'm sorry.
I'm obsessed with it.
And I have not read this yet, but Tahereh wrote Shatter Me, which means Tahereh wrote Erin Warner.
Which means she's like your best friend.
Yes. Also, fun fact that I didn't know. I don't know if it's marriage or just like we're partners and we don't need paper or whatever, but she is with Ransom Riggs, who wrote the Miss Peregrine series. I didn't know that until recently. Like I went to follow her on Instagram and she like posts about like her partner, her love.
Aww.
And he does the same thing, and it's them, which is really cool. Like two writers that are married.
I love it.
Or not, maybe not married, but committed to each other in a committed relationship.
You can be married and still call them partners.
Yeah. I just don't want to assume that they're married, right. And I don't want to diminish their relationship if they're not. But because you don't have to be married to be
in a committed relationship. Yeah.
I think they have a kid. Like, they're very cute.
So cute. So. I love that. I love that so much.
And that's where my money went.
Excellent. What are you anticipating, Mandy?
So I guess this kind of falls under where my money went, but yesterday or the day before, I realized that Victoria Aveyard, who wrote Red Queen, and then I think this first one is Realmbreaker, is coming to Atlanta, and she's doing like a little like Q&A kind of session, I guess. And it was like $20, and you get like a personalized copy of Blade Breaker.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
So I got a ticket, and that's July 1st. So I'm going to be, I think I'm just going to have Josh and the girls ride up there with me and they can go do something, and I'll go in and do this, and then we can get dinner or whatever.
Fun.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's exciting.
I mean, I hate that I have to go to Atlanta to have like a cool author experience, but I mean, it's an hour and a half. It's not that far away.
Yeah. I have to go to San Francisco.
Even though
we are one of the biggest cities in this country, nobody wants to come here. I'm always offended. San Jose is the third largest city in California and the 10th largest in the nation. And people don't even know who we are. It makes me so angry.
Rude.
I always have to tell people it's 45 minutes south of San Francisco, and then they know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, then it's like, okay.
Yeah. We have the Winchester Mystery House, people.
Jesus.
Anyway.
On top of that, I still haven't gone to see Downton, but I think I'm going to finally get to do it this week. So I'm going to go by myself, and it's going to be wonderful.
Yay. Fun.
I think that's all I'm anticipating. That's like recent.
Yeah. Well, today is June 9th, and this episode comes out on June 17th. And when this episode comes out, I will be the day that this episode comes out, I will be in San Francisco meeting Simu Liu.
That is so exciting.
Hopefully we will become besties and he can make my dreams of being a superhero in the MCU happen. Clearly. Because he has that much power.
It's gonna happen.
I'm
fated. Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm anticipating going to meet Simu and probably making a complete fool of myself because that's just my life. So I'm looking forward to that. And then July 1st, hold on, I need to check my dates. July 1st, Minions, The Rise of Gru comes to theaters finally.
Yay!
And my daughter's very first movie ever that she went to see. She was like 6 months old. We went and saw Minions. And I guess somehow that seeped into her subconscious because she is obsessed with Minions. And so we are obviously going to go see this movie. I also really love the Minions, so therefore we're just going to go see it. So there's that. Tickets go on sale Monday for Thor: Love and Thunder, so I'm going to go get tickets for that.
And that's why you have to buy them so early, because you're in the bigger city. It's like we don't have to get our tickets until like the day of.
Yeah. I just really want to make sure that I get the seat that I want. And if I don't buy them early, then I won't get the seats that I want. Because people.
Yeah. You want your seats next to the box.
I want my seats. It's a nice little, like, private area.
Yeah.
And then I'm still, by the time this episode comes out, I will have already purchased it. I'm manifesting it. June 14th, Foul Lady Fortune, Fairy Loot Edition.
Yay!
At 5 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm getting it. There's...
I'll try to. You got to remind me the night before, but I can try to here. That way, worst case, we each get a copy. Best case. Worst case. But. Is that best case? Best case, we each get a copy.
Yeah.
Worst case, you don't get one and I do, and I send it to you.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know. That seems like math.
That's too much thinking.
I'll try. And if we both get one, it's fine.
We'll get one.
But I'd rather have two people trying than just you.
Yeah.
By yourself.
I appreciate you.
The probability is something.
Oh.
The math is there.
Actually, I just remembered tomorrow... Tomorrow, which is June 10th, this episode will be a week. You are listening to this a week later, but tomorrow, June 10th.
Tomorrow for us.
A small shop that is a Loungefly retailer is dropping an exclusive, and it is a cosplay of Dorothy and Toto.
No.
Yes! I am so excited.
I have not seen that.
Hold on, let me show it to you, because I am obsessed. Oh, can you see that?
Oh my god, it's a little basket.
It's the front zipper pouch part is like the basket, and then the rest of it is
partial
like
to Toto.
Well,
because I have somebody who matches Toto pretty closely.
I'm so excited. So that drops tomorrow. So obviously, I will have to have that. It's the Wizard of Oz. Like, I can't not get it. So, yeah.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to that. And what else is happening?
You got some pretty big news this week about a movie.
I did get some pretty big news. My big news is, so Abigail Higuain, who wrote Love Boat Taipei and Love Boat Reunion, posted to her Instagram about the upcoming movie adaptation of Love Boat Taipei, and I'm so excited! I can't wait.
I have to read it before that happens.
Yes, please do. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I love it. I haven't made it my entire personality like I have all of Chloe Gong's books, but I quite love it. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I was on TikTok and Chloe Gong posted a TikTok and it said something like, oh my god, he's been dead for 4,000 years. Can you stop obsessing? And it was just a picture of Shakespeare. Because
that's what she writes. Oh, she does retellings. God. I love.
It was so funny. I cracked up. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I love her. One day we'll be friends, Chloe. One day.
It's gonna happen.
Mandy's already done her magical ASMR. I've
already ASMR'd it.
It's gonna happen.
She's gonna be on the podcast and then we're all gonna be besties.
Yes. Yes. I'm very excited. She posted the other day that Foul Lady Fortune arcs went up on NetGalley and I was like, oh, I need to. No, I don't. I have it.
No, I don't. I've already read the physical.
I've already read it. And I'm obsessed with it.
I've already read it.
And I need book 2 right now.
That's the, like we talked about, that's the pain of an arc.
Yep.
I'm so glad that we're going through this, like, Starlight in the Shadows together.
Yeah.
Because...
Oof. Yeah, because it was hard with Scars to not say anything.
Yeah. 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 And now I'm like...
That was rough.
When does Starcross come out?
Amber. It'll be at least after August, because Starlight in the Shadows isn't even out.
I know. I think... I thought I saw a date, or at least a month. Did I imagine it? November 1st!
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Not too bad. Just in time.
I like that she doesn't make us wait.
Yeah. Too long. I'm excited. So that means November 1st, November, Starcross comes out, as well as book 2 of Sulin Tan's duology, The Heart of the Sun Warrior, which you tagged me in the Fairy Loot post about it.
I know. I was like, oh my god, look at how gorgeous this is. I don't even think I said anything because I just couldn't.
You just tagged me.
And I was just like, Karen,
I need it.
Karen, come here.
I need it. I know when they posted it to Instagram a little while back and I was like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm obsessed.
Freaking gorgeous. I'm so excited that we're like very loose members now.
It makes me so happy. Yay. Did you see that they recently dropped their edition of, I think it was Holly Black, The Coldest Girl in Cold Town?
I did. I almost bought it, but then I was like,
I thought about it.
A lot of money in Florida.
I was like, I thought about it, and then I was like, I literally haven't read any of her books yet, so maybe I should just get those first.
Maybe you should just start with The Cruel Prince first, fam.
Speaking of books that I haven't read, the Hunger Games trilogy is on Kindle Unlimited, and Joanna, as we know, was pressuring me to read them, so I need to get on that.
Yeah,
it's really funny because Beth texted me randomly, and she's like, have you read the Hunger Games? And I was like, see, now I know you don't listen to the podcast, because I already answered that question.
I don't understand how you could not have read them. Like, where were you?
like
2008.
I was in a freshman in college.
I just listened to the audiobook. I don't know if it's 2008. I just pulled that right out of my ass.
I think that's actually correct. I think that's what Joanna said.
It might be. Good. One of the twins watched the first movie recently, and she was like, oh no, I am finishing this because something real sad happens.
Oh no.
And I'm like, Sean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, you think that's sad? Just wait.
I'm torn because I think we talked about it, movie versus books. And I'm like, do I read the books first and then be disappointed by the movies? Or I don't watch the movies first and then feel really great about the books, but then
I don't really remember the books being that devastatingly bad compared to the movies. Honestly, I feel like I haven't read them for a decade, and I watched the movies like when they came out. Like, I like the Hunger Games, but it's not like something I felt like I needed to reread since I would. I just have other things that I'd rather read first.
Very long TBR.
but I don't remember being like angry at the movies.
Okay. So maybe I'll just read the books first.
I have a shit memory, but.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So Joanna may be like listening to this and like, what is she talking about? The movies are terrible. I just don't remember. I remember enjoying the movies.
Okay. Well, I'll figure it out. I have to finish. What was I reading? I have to finish something before I can start them. But I will. I just downloaded them. Oh, I also saw Darker Shade of Magic by V.E. Schwab is on Kindle Unlimited. Uh-huh. So I added that to my list. The Percy Jackson books are on there, and I'm like, I've already read them. But
so
maybe
freaking good.
I'll reread those in anticipation of the Disney Plus series coming.
Yeah, I think I need to do that. Also, another thing. You know how we talked about the Secret Garden?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Apparently there was a movie in like either last year or early this year. Like somebody remade the movie.
What?
Josh told me that.
What?
Josh was like, yeah, I thought y'all were talking about it because of this movie. And he like even looked it up and showed it to me. There is a new Secret Garden.
Wow. Okay.
I was shocked.
All right.
So
well,
I want to watch it. I'm excited for that.
I'm going to finish my reread. I'll watch the first movie and then I'll watch this remake and see how I feel. Well, now I'm anticipating watching this movie, if that's the case.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I can't believe I almost forgot that. And it's got Colin Firth and Julie Walters in it.
I'm sold.
Like, what?
Sold. What? Sold. Yeah. I don't need anything else. I am sold.
I know. It's
oh my
insane.
Gosh. All right. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else I'm anticipating. Oh, well, I do have, like, an anticipating slash I'm going to plug one of our internet besties right now.
Okay.
So, Here Comes the Nerd has a super top secret special round that's going to be dropping soon. It's going to be dropping sometime between the 22nd to the 29th of this month of June. She doesn't have a specific date yet, but I'm really excited to see what the super secret round is, because usually she shows me what she's making, even if it's secret for everybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to know.
What is it?
And so that'll be on her website. And then July Patreon, I've already talked about Here Comes the Nerd's Patreon. You should join it. But July's Patreon designs is going to be a megapin of Hagrid.
Oh.
And so that's going to be, I think that is the, I want to say that's the regular pin, but I'm not sure. So there's going to be a megapin of Hagrid, and then there's going to be a regular size pin of Hades from Hercules. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see these in her designs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're going to be so stinking cute.
They're going to be so cute. And I'm excited to see Hagrid like this.
I know.
Oh, it's going
to
be so cute.
I think a little Hades is going to be precious.
I'm obsessed. I can't wait. So I'm looking forward to those.
That's exciting.
I really want to know what the super secret round is. I'm so excited. She's like, not to brag, but it's pretty awesome. I'm like, I know, I'm sure it is. Show me. How dare you?
I want to see.
So, yeah, keep an eye out on that. And
yeah,
stay tuned.
If we get a date for the super secret round, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll post
when
it.
When it is. Well, you'll know about it in advance.
We'll post the designs once they're revealed for Patreon as well. I'm very excited. And that is officially everything I'm anticipating, I believe.
So, I think we can be back to having a freestyle.
Yeah, do you have a fangirl freestyle?
This is a controversial topic among the fandom, just because everyone is very opinionated, but
okay.
I don't really think it's that crazy, but Jess Mariano is greater than everyone else.
Or in Gilmore Girls?
In the Gilmore World.
I was like, in the world? Because I will fight you on that.
No.
But in Gilmore Girls?
I just don't think he can be beat.
I
always, like, people say, well, I'm Team Logan. I'm Team Logan for Rory, because Rory sucks and she doesn't deserve any better than Logan. Like, the two of them deserve each other because they both suck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Team Jess for me.
Yeah. I feel like Jess was like, well, okay, and this is including like the revival. Like, I feel like he's the only one that I ended up liking at the end of the series.
Yeah.
Because Rory kind of was awful. Logan's always been awful.
Yeah.
Dean was terrible.
I hate Dean. He cheated on his wife.
Ugh. Why is Rory always the freaking mistress here? Like,
right? And that's what Lorelai says. I didn't raise you to be the other woman.
And yet she's always the other woman. Her, like, three big love.
Yeah.
Like, Dean, Logan, and Jess. She was the other woman for two of them.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, no.
Yeah, that's why she sucks.
She's not, yeah.
But I saw a TikTok that was, like, comparing Jess and Dean, and people saying like Dean is such a perfect boyfriend and Jess
Dean
is awful.
Was emotionally abusive.
Yeah, it's like it shows him like yelling at her because she was around Jess, and then like it flips to a scene where she's on the phone with Jess and he's like, so you were hanging out with Dean? And she was like, well, we were both at Miss Patty's. We were in the vicinity, so I spoke to him, whatever. And he was like, it's fine. Just tell me these things so I don't have to read about them on a phone booth or on a phone pole.
Yeah.
And then like, there was another where like Dean had to wear like a tux and he's like, I'm going to go get out of this stupid suit now. And tomorrow you start paying me back. And then it flips to like her telling Jess, like, we're going to this place and you have to wear a tux. And I know that's kind of lame. And he's like, it's also kind of James Bond.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so it was like stark, you know?
Yeah. You can see like
the stark contrast.
I can see how as like, maybe a teenager when I was originally watching it, I would have been like, oh my God, Dean. But like now, like as an adult, you can see how clearly he was not good for her.
No, he sucked. I hated Dean.
At all.
I even hated Dean when I watched it the first time.
Ugh.
I was like, but, ugh.
Yeah. So I agree. In the world of Gilmore Girls, Jess is better than everybody else.
The scene where like she's dating Logan and Jess comes back, like he meets her for dinner.
Yeah.
And Logan's such a dick. And he gives that speech about like, what is going on with you?
Yeah.
I know you. I know you better than anyone. And this isn't you. You've dropped out of Yale. You're dating this ass. You're not talking to your mom. Like,
yep.
Shot me straight through my heart. Through my heart. Oh,
he's. You know, I love it. I love a soft bad boy.
Like, yes.
That's, I feel like that's the best way to describe him. Like,
yes.
I adore him. Like, yeah, he's the bad boy, but he also has, like, the biggest heart.
Yeah, and he went to his mom's, his stepdad's bachelorette party at a strip club, and he's in the corner reading a book. Jess, and he wrote a book.
I love it.
Like, all I wanted when that, like, when it was airing was, like, a Jess.
Yeah.
I wanted, like, the bookish bad boy from the wrong side of the tracks, quote unquote.
With this heart.
With the attitude, but who's actually, like, super sweet and wonderful. Ugh.
And will just dote on you.
Mm.
Love him.
And I loved him.
Love him.
So that was that was it. That's just I have a triggering idea for their episode that'll air on July 1st. I don't think you'll be triggered by it, and it's not like a triggering, but I think that we'll have some people who don't agree.
Fangirls and fanboys and fan them.
Yes. Yeah. They'll be like, "What is wrong with you?"
All right. Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I frozen again?
Yeah, but I can still hear you this time.
Dancing.
Can you hear and or see me?
Yeah. I can hear and see you.
So I'm normal. It's just my side is just not working. Awesome.
As long as you can hear me, it's okay. We got time. We got to do a spiel.
I know we got to do a spiel. Do we want to do another 6 degrees?
Oh yeah,
we should end it.
I gotta think of somebody.
Oh hey, you're back!
Yay!
Oh my gosh, that was so weird. Okay, do you want me to go to my list and you pick numbers again?
Yeah.
Okay,
I like that.
Two numbers, 1 to 8.
2 and 7.
Again, Mandy, those are the same numbers you picked last week.
Are they really
different? They're different people now, but yeah, those are the same numbers. All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Tom Hanks and Chris Pine. I've got Pine. Chris Pine was in Star Trek with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. Okay, Tom Hanks
was in everything. Oh, Tom Hanks was in The Da Vinci Code with Paul Bettany.
Hey. That was too easy.
Wow.
That was 4 degrees. And then Paul Bettany
to, who did I say?
Benedict.
Oh, Paul Bettany to Endgame. Basically everything is Endgame now.
That I like that one.
So easy. And I didn't make it convoluted. Like,
you're not going to text me next week and be like, oh my God.
I went straight. It was just, oh, that was impressive.
That was great. That was excellent. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, wow, I'm dumb next week. Like no. I did earlier today.
You're magic. You're a magician.
I
dang, you know, son.
It only works. It only works if I can get to Sebastian Stan, Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, ooh, I got some dogs that are upset. Whoa.
Wow. Okay. They did not like
Tallulah
that.
Tallulah wanted to be heard. Okay.
I guess so.
She wanted to be heard.
I guess so. Wow. Okay. The only reason is that I made a spreadsheet for certain actors in the MCU that I was like majorly crushing on. So I'm intimately familiar with their IMDbs. So Sebastian Stan, Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen, Tom Holland, Gemma Chan, Awkwafina, Simu Liu, Anthony Mackie, Chris Evans, Tom Hiddleston, Benedict Cumberbatch, Andrew Garfield. It's a lot of people.
Anytime anybody says attractive and Chris Evans in the same sentence, I'm like,
okay, to be fair, I didn't say attractive. I said crushing on, so.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Crushing on in the same sentence as Chris Evans.
Dr. Sorry, Toffany's Dr. Gonna Toffany. Come for you. She's going to come
Toffany
for you.
Toffany Huston's going to get me.
All right.
More
well, that was
him for her.
Yes, that's true. Well, that was an excellent 6 degrees because it was very short.
Yep.
Go we us.
Did it. And now oh, we can spiel for you. Let me pull up some
time
coupon
to spiel.
Codes. I don't All right, have them well. Rememberized.
Rememberized? I love that. I'm going to use that from now
you
on.
You love my made-up words.
I love them so much. They make me happy. All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. If you would like to follow us on social media, we are on Instagram and TikTok at The Incoherent Fangirl or Twitter at Incoherent Girls because Twitter has a character limit, which I will never let go. So angry about
Twitter,
this still.
You suck.
You can like our Facebook page, The Incoherent Fangirl, or visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which will have our longer book/movie/TV/whatever reviews, or just whatever we want to talk about that doesn't fit into the podcast.
I know, I need to write some things.
Yeah, same. All of our episodes are also available for streaming on YouTube. They are audio only. We will be using YouTube in the future for full video episodes via Patreon, as well as other bonus contents and fun stuff that we haven't decided on yet because we haven't really thought about it. You can also... Wait, that's it. That's everything, right?
I think so. You, like,
oh my
flawlessly
God.
Threw that one out there.
That was great. Yeah. All right. Well, if you'd like to visit our internet besties, you can stop by herecomesthenerd.com and use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Or you can hit up onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off at checkout.
And if you're feeling like getting some books and tea, you can visit noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com, and use code FANGIRL5 at checkout to get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And if those teas are not enough and you need some more, because... let's face it, we're addicted here to tea. Mm-hmm. Head over to grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA. That's FANGIRL without the I, FANGRLTEA, for 10% off your order. Yay. And all of these are linked and spelled out if you're listening to this episode in the description so that Yay. If anything's confusing, you have it there.
And that was the Incoherent Fangirl.
Yeah.
We were a little less incoherent. I think we worked out. We did really well.
I feel like we kind of rocked this today.
Apparently, the later recording time did wonders for our...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm getting incoherent at the end here.
I know. My eyes are like, girl, I know you don't have to be up tomorrow, but we want to be closed.
Well, so. Also, it is now officially... It is after 9 p.m. my time, which means our episode just dropped.
Yay! I'm sorry it's after midnight for you, Mandy.
It's okay.
All right, well,
to myself.
We love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.